Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Elaine, and I am delighted to be here on this call with Grandmaster Lu as he shares his thoughts on how to deal with the side effects of various medications, our food, and various aspects in our life. But for those of you who don't know Master Lu, I'd like to just give you a little bit of background, maybe not go through his whole life, but just focus on one aspect, and that is about 25 years ago, Master Lu established the TCM World Foundation so that his students and he would have a platform to share a lot of the Chinese medicine teachings and help us to integrate a wellness-based system into our lives. So this webinar, along with other programs that we do host, are a product of the TCM World Foundation. Now, recently, Master Lu has been receiving emails asking him for advice on how to deal with stress, concerns over processed foods, and also what to do with over-the-counter medications. How do we deal with these side effects? Now, these are pretty big questions, and it all can't be answered in 45 minutes. But because Master Lu has such a unique understanding, I think in his unique style, you may find a way to begin seeing the various possibilities. So I guess, Master Lu, the question that I would like to begin with is, where do we start to look at the effect of any of these areas in our life?
Well, the few things that we have to understand is we cannot base on our minds or our eyes. The mind means what we say is if I didn't see, then it doesn't exist. See, everything because of some kind of mind, old fashioned, always say, I want the proof. Because I didn't see that, then therefore it doesn't exist. Right? So that is one of the very important area or one of the area often blocking people or limited people to see what is the side effect. So basically, if we base on the modern science point of view, there are no such things called side effect. They are all effect. Because we think a side effect is a minor, it's not deliberately, it's something might be happening, which is not true. It's not a whole truth, at least based on the modern science point of view, because in the modern science point of view, everything's energy. So if everything's energy, then everything is connected. So once everything is connected, then give us a framework to see. I take a medication. So that medication will impact to the condition. But however, that medication also will impact to other kind of bodies, other conditions. The question becomes, this condition going to exist or going to show on your body where, how, when, and what kind? So often we as consumers doesn't have framework. Follow the path and to see. But we only get the warning signs. You might get a heart attack. You might get a diarrhea. You might get a pain headache or something. You might. So that might. So as of today, who doesn't have a headache? You got a stress, you got a headache. You got a PMS, you got a headache. You got an allergy, you got a headache. So headache becomes simple or one kind of very, very common conditions as today's most people and related to the life. So I often tell the patient is when you got a headache, don't think you have a headache. The best way is to turn around to see who is your headache, what is your headache. So that way will allow you to see because your body become receiver. Then your body become projectors or your body become screen and allow you to see your body just responds with energy change, with information change, with emotional change. So if we follow that kind of path or this kind of path, then we'll be able to deal today's, which is so many side effects, which call side effect, right? So we still use this common name, so called a side effect. Why? Because we need to take a medication. Everyone take a medication. But the most difficult part is when someone take a 2 or 3 or 4 different kind of medication, then side effect become totally different. Then body will have a different kind of effect. Then question becomes, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with this kind of effect, not a side effect? So, and the Chinese medicine, one of the building in the Chinese medicine is we don't give it a name immediately. We always look at the symptoms. So we look at the relationship of the bodies, because we believe this body never lies. We believe body is the mirror. Body is the mirror to show our emotions, our energies, our response, our relationship, you know, with the nature, so with the society, so with the environment, with the foods, or even we can say are related to the medication, right? So that will be the one of the basic concept. If anyone want to follow this path to see what is side effect, and then how this side effect will impact to our body. So the other ways what we can do is, I will give it a good example, just like if you take high blood pressure like today, right? So many people under the stress, then you do have a high blood pressure. But the high blood pressure happens. So often we don't know what caused, right? We don't know what caused the high blood pressure. Now think of this concept. What is the high blood pressure? Do the simple things. I'm not going to use, you know, medical terms. I'm going to use a simple language, right? So just think of this called the pressure. You have a pressure. You have an emotional pressure. You have, some kind of emotional pressure, right? The feeling pressure. You have to get the things done. So you under that kind of pressure. What's happening? Then your body will respond. Your body will respond for that kind of reaction, your emotional reaction, your feelings reaction. Now the question becomes very tricky part, because the body, inside the body, has so many tunnels. You think of the energy path, right? The energy path will allow the body flow, energy flow, not just blood flow, but also has energy flow. Now, if this pressure go up to your head, doesn't come down, how do we call it? Well, we call this called blood pressure, high blood pressure, because something pressure to the veins, to the blood. Like, for example, if you're scared, you run, you definitely have a blood pressure, right? If you stress, you want to get the job done, definitely you're going to have blood pressure. Right? You want to sell the house by the middle of the deal. You want to have a good deal, but you can't get it. You have stress. You will get the blood pressure. There are many different ways can cause your blood pressure higher. Now the question becomes, which organ, which meridian caused? Can caused by your heart, can caused by your kidney, can caused by your liver, can caused by the lung. If you don't know what caused, just use the medication. Often you will see this way. You went to the doctor, then they check your blood pressure, and your blood pressure pretty high, so you need a medication. Otherwise, you might get a stroke. So because we are afraid to get a stroke, what do? We take a medication. But once we take a medication, that doesn't help. Right? One medication doesn't help. Why? Because that medication doesn't directly deal what caused your blood pressure. So what do? We add one more. We try the other one. So one doesn't help, we try the other one. Sometimes we try two and three different until we control the blood pressure, and this time, often they are difficult to take it off because we really don't know what caused, right? Now, you think it this way. There are too many blood pressure medication. Each one has a different kind of effect to the human body. Some might cause your diuresis, some might cause your, you know, dizziness, some might cause your insomnia, and many different ways. Now, that's not a side effect. That would be the effect. Now, the question becomes here now. Because the real cause can be the kidney, right? Because the kidney are associated with the emotions. Think this way. If you're under a lot of fear, you will have a different kind of blood pressure, high blood pressure. If you're under a lot of anger, frustration, in the middle of the divorce, you hate it, you're angry. So that's the liver caused the blood pressure high. See, the fear caused the blood pressure and the anger caused the blood pressure is a totally different kind of blood pressure. One is the caused by the liver, one is caused by the kidney. You should use a different kind of medication. So you go to the Chinese doctor, they will give you a different kind of herb, a different kind of treatment. Otherwise, blood pressure can be controlled, but real problem never controlled. And therefore, all we can see is the outcome of the blood pressure. We measure the blood pressure, it's okay, we think it's a control. However, we never controlled it. It's a superficial level. Sooner or later, other conditions might happen. So that's why you often see the patients from the one or two or three simple medication, then continue adding the other one, It's not that the problem getting worse. It's the effect, which is called the side effect, caused other conditions. That's just what I try to give the example, how does Chinese medicine to deal, to see this called side effect.
So then what is an individual to do? You know, if you're currently taking medication and that's the protocol that you're looking towards, how do you discern what's going on and or effect a change so that the body does find greater balance?
Well, then that will be very good. The question is how do you want to deal with a side effect? That's the one thing, right? So to deal side effect, you have to deal, you know, you have one is the most important question I always ask is ask the patient or tell the patient is, do you want to just treat the symptoms or do you want to deal the real root cause of the problem? So if you want to deal the root cause of the problem, then we have to change a different framework. So here is the one of the tricky part or one of the fundamental change. So because you, when we change a different framework, which means we change different ways to understand the condition, understand disease, understand relationship, then we have to change the rule. Rule is different. All right? So if you say, I just want to, you know, fix the problem, then you just change the, then you just control the condition. But remember, very important, condition disappear doesn't mean real problem disappear. That's one of the very important. People say, oh, I love it this way. It doesn't matter what you do. You can use acupuncture. You can use, you know, natural remedies or herb or something else. You have to understand you don't have a headache. It doesn't mean problem go away, right? You don't have a pain. It doesn't mean problem go away because that's just energy transformed to different kind of reality. So unless we truly understand what caused, now we have to go back to the real question is what cost, right? The rule is different. So if you're willing to change fundamental rules, which is change a different kind of framework, right? So you say, I would like it to the complementary medicine, then you have to change your complementary medicine's framework. So you have to believe everything is a connect, right? Even though in a modern science point of view, so you have to say, okay, let me follow the modern science, okay? Just follow the science. Modern science, space and the time, right? Energy and the matter are interchangeable. Space and the time cannot be separate. So which means that we have to look at the human body as the whole. We have to look at the human body as the oneness. So that is the fundamental rules when we go down this complementary medicine. Once we say, okay, we are agree, use these fundamental rules, we agree everything is connect, then we be able to see what cost, right? What cost is a lifestyle, is a life change. If a lifestyle out of balance will cost your emotional out of balance, then when your emotional out of balance will impact to your body out of the balance, when the body out of the balance, then condition will become signs will show on your bodies. Then
so
that
then
will
the,
give us. Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. So is the most
that,
important angle to look at is your lifestyle?
Yes. The lifestyle is one kind of angle to allow us to see. And the stress. Do you have stress? I give you one very, you know, very interesting, you need a case, right? I have a patient coming in. And she would tell me, say, hey, Dr. Lu, I just, you know, now I have one kind of condition as a reflux, right? So I take a medication, can help if I stop and then come back. I say, if that happens, you definitely have a lot of stress. You know, what kind of stress you have? And she would tell me, no, I don't have a stress. You know, I'm in charge. I'm boss. I control everything. I don't have a stress, you know, pretty easy. I say, your life got to be have a stress. Then she say, no, there's no such a stress. I say, think different. And then finally she tell me, oh, maybe it's my son. So the son is a teenage, right? Teenage son. So, you know, 13 years old. So every time she say, every time the son come home, just go to the room and stuck in the computer. Now think of this concept. She doesn't want it. She said, hey, calm down, eat. So eat, then go back to the room. See? Don't do that. Get angry, and someone listen. Now think of this way. Does it get a stress? Yes. You know, very stressed, and the different ways, right? Different ways of education, which is a different kind of mind how to educate it. Kids as of today, all often, you know, parents are facing to the teenager, you know, at the computer. So she's oriental, then definitely has different ways to control the situation, to see how to educate the children. It's a different kind of mind, right? And it's unlike as of today, you go to the, most of the time you go to the dinner, so you see in a restaurant, whole family sit down, everyone has their own phone. And stuck in the phone instead of stuck in the food. Very interesting concept, right? So then I tell you, you have to change the way how to think. Otherwise, that is your stress. But she wouldn't recognize that that's the stress. See, that's called a stress. But she has to change. So after guiding her, after allow her to see other ways, I give her example. I say, you should feel lucky. Your son still come home. Your son still come home and go to computers. So this way, you still control the big environment. You know he is home. Can you imagine she doesn't come home? And suddenly she might think different ways. Wow, I never see it that way. See? See, you should feel so happy your son after school still want to come home. If you push it too much, he might doesn't want to come home. Then would be big mess, right? So you, that example just allow people to see. Sometimes they don't see. That's called stress. They only think of stress is the job. It's some kind of event, some kind of situation. Sometimes, you know, in the daily life, have a different kind of stress. And also, for that person, it's a stress. For the other person, it's not a stress. So we will have to look at the stress. It's the number one. Stress is the number one trigger point and make today's a lot of conditions change. Which is, I can turn a different angle to say that in the today's, from Chinese medicine point of view, 80%, or we can say more than 80%, 90% of modern disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, stroke, whatever you name it, cancers, breast cancers, organ cancers, you know, a lot of cancers, right? A lot of situations associated with the liver function disorder. Then liver function disorder always associated stress, emotional stress, physical stress. But no one realized emotional stress is a very important event, right? Emotional stress is very important because the emotional power is called invisible power. So we have to realize your emotions is a power, is energy, will impact to your physical body. So if we can see this angle, then we'll be able to help us change. So that's called the lifestyle has to be changed. And then second thing is called the environment has to change, right? Your diet, your eating, your house, that's in the other kind of angle. So because today so many people suffer an allergy often is a relationship with the environment. Can be with the food, can be with the sun. So we have to see this kind of relationship. If we cannot see that we're just too straight, then we never can deal the real cost.
You know, I've often heard you reference that we abuse the body, we push the body. But is it that we push the body, we give it medication to quiet it, you know, we become afraid that something is wrong, so we'll take a medication, or we'll continue at work because we just have to get it done, or we just run around, you know, our lifestyle is crazy. So, you know, I've often heard you say we push our body, we abuse our body. But isn't it also true that because the body has this amazing wisdom that no matter where we are, what point we're at, we still can come back to balance, or even if it's a low-level balance?
Yes. The question becomes, do we have a chance? Do we really believe? That's the number one. So that's why I often teach patients how to change their belief. They have to believe themselves. They have to believe the body has the wisdom, can heal it itself, as long as we give it the requirement. So here has one kind of guide called the fine lines. People think, oh, yeah, body can heal it itself, but you still have to do something, right? You still have to provide things. You have to provide the opportunity. You have to meet the requirement. Think of it. You want to boil the water. You can't just put the water on top of the stove. The water will boil it itself. You have to turn on the fire, right? But even though you turn on the fire, it's a higher temperature or lower temperature. Higher will quicker, lower will take longer. But if you don't meet 100 degrees, water won't boil. See how simple it is. Now think that would be a good example. We want to change something, then we have to give it the opportunity. We have to allow body to heal. But sometimes we are too busy. It is lifestyle too busy. We think, oh, that takes too long. We don't have the time because tomorrow I have a deadline. I have to finish. What am I going to deal with my headache? Definitely, I pop the tail much easier, right? So that's kind of situation. And often we never be educated. Some kind of called a common condition can be treatable. Like how many Western women will understand, you know, PMS, you know, it's treatable. They think, oh, every month I'm going to suffer pains. I take the Tylenol or Tylenol doesn't help. I take Motrin and a couple of days later, and then that's it, gone. Then I wait for next month. But they never understand that associated with the liver function disorder. If I can change something through the, you know, herb and acupuncture can be treated, can be fixed forever. They never understand, they never heard it. Right? It's something which is we never, a lot of time, we don't have a chance. So that's why in order to do this, we have to educate ourselves. Right? So today, good things, internet, there's so many information, but bad things is too many information. So we just have to open the mind and search, educate ourselves, give us our power, has power, and believe we can heal ourselves. Then we have to meet the requirement. We still have to do something. Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
You know, I have to ask you this. I'm intrigued. Do you think that we react too quickly? For example, when something hurts or something, we feel something on the body, we react too quickly on a negative side instead of thinking, gee, maybe the body is processing something or something is happening. Is there an angle to view that?
Well, I think today in the modern life, who doesn't act fast? Everyone has a cell phone. You tend automatically with someone texting you. You immediately ding. You immediately alert and look like I have to respond. You know, so that's why your nervous system constantly in the alerts. Do you know how much energy would be wasted in this electromagnetic field? It's tons of energy. So that's why people always complain, I feel fatigued. Definitely, you're holding the cell phone, you constantly let your nerve energy alert. Every time something did it, you have to respond. So can you allow yourself, drop everything, be yourself 1 minute? That's one of the most unique technique I always give my patient. You want to experience natural healing, you want to experience yourself, give yourself just 1 minute if you can do. 1 minute a day, be yourself. Be yourself. Think of you as a king. Think of you as a queen. Don't do anything. Drop out everything. Just 1 minute. Nothing will change, but you will feel different. I would encourage everyone listening, if today, after that, tomorrow, try it. Give yourself 1 minute. I think everyone can do that. Everyone will experience it. That minute will change your life forever.
So the starting point becomes becoming aware of your own body, of your presence in your own body, your connection with your body and what it's able to do. Is that what you're saying?
That's one way. The other way is it's giving you, you have to break the pattern.
Right.
This, you know, the 1 minute slow stop, which is called stop your pattern. When you stop a pattern, frequency change, pattern change, then you might be able to reconnect to your natural gift. See, you have to think in this way. Everything's energy. Once everything is energy, then definitely has a patterns, has a frequencies. When you drop everything, you start from zero. Just like you think about computers, your cell phone. So what do? You shut off the phone, start over again. See? Then you might can boost up again. Can you think of your body? How can you boost up, reboot, give your body reboot. What? Shut down. 1 minute, shut down, right? And delete everything. Start over. So if that minute you can be yourself, you might start anew.
And the summertime is actually a really good time because that's a time when a lot of people are taking vacations, pulling away from their daily routine. So it's a good time to begin that 1 minute that maybe can turn into many minutes or many hours in a day.
Yeah, that's right. That's, sometimes I often see some patients, they, come back so happy. So they say, I can start 1 minute now, increasing for the 5 minute, some even 10 minutes, right? So start the 1 minute. So when you have a vacation, in the vacation, even though you still can get something. When you see the beautiful flower, jump at the slow down. The moment, front of the flower, see you can merge into the flower. The 1 minute, you become flower. 1 minute, you become sunrise. 1 minute, you become sunset. You see the blue sky. 1 minute, can you be the blue sky? Think this way. Can you become like a cloud? Just flow everywhere. Just 1 minute. Try it this way.
That's beautiful. So we really just have to put ourselves back into the game, right? In some ways, we've given our body over to either reaction or overreaction and immediate action as opposed to looking at our lifestyle, taking a step back, and maybe trying to create new patterns. But how does that apply then to our diet? You know, we've had a lot of questions, and I know at our conference we're going to have a speaker talk about genetically modified foods and its effect and some of the things our listeners can do. But what do you suggest? Because the food supply definitely is not as pure as it was, let's say, 30, 40 years ago. So how does that affect us today?
Everything still is called a side effect, right? So you look at the food, so you say, okay, I'm going to do the, do the different kind of diet, do the different foods. You know, unless it's 100% pure things, you grow that. Just almost, I tell them that, like a tomato, summer come. Everyone knows tomato, right? No matter what they say, it's organic tomato. You know when organic tomato, your home grow the tomato, when you cook, they change immediately. Taste different, right? Juicing different. Then you know that's real, right? Otherwise, it's not. So then you know nature will provide the truth. So that's just one kind of simple example. But then the other things in the diet has so many things. Particularly today, we have so many different kind of diet. We're allergic to that, allergic to the other things. Instead of we point the finger out, we say, I'm allergic to the different foods. You have to say, that's why this allergic reaction happened. So most of the people doesn't born with allergic reaction. Because allergic reaction is a sign to show body by just the system of the balance. Then maybe that balance of the balance can be caused by the kidney, can be caused by the stomach, can be caused by the other things. Right? So that's why we're allergic to different foods. To avoid this kind of food doesn't mean you are fixed your allergic reaction. You just avoid. Right? You just avoid. Then the problem still there. Then one by one. I have how many patients, that I saw that they are from one food now become two, two become three. Now little by little, now allergic to the everything. Now what kind of life you are? Did you see that this kind of picture? You're allergic. How can you, as a human being, how can one of the you, when we say you are part of the universe, you are the child of the universe. So if you are child of the universe, you cannot eat the whole family provided to you. So what kind of child you are, right? You think nature never have discrimination. So you are the child of the nature. Nature will provide everything for you. So shouldn't be allergic to the anything. But unfortunately, we do. So how can we fix this? How can we see this? So that's why I say, in order to change that kind of concept, break down these chains. So we have to start inside out, not outside in. So that's why all the religions constantly say answer is within. So you have to believe yourself. You have to go to inside. You have to meet the requirements. So that's why I use the boiled water as an experience or as example. You say that you don't need 100 degrees, water won't turn to the steam. You want to have a steam water, water has to boil, has to be 100 degrees. Right? You want the body change, it's energy. Energy and matter are interchangeable. You want to change matter, you have to have energy. So increasing your energy is a very important thing. We have to change the mind. We have to change our belief. We have to see the situation differently.
That's great, Master Liu. I think, you know, it's everything that you've been teaching and reinforcing in your patients, your students, those who, the callers on the line today. You know, when I started the call, I talked a little bit about the foundation, and I know a lot of the questions that come up now are, well, how do I learn this? What's this all about? And it takes many years to study Chinese medicine, but it doesn't take many years to really recognize that the body has messages constantly communicating with us, right? And so if we begin to understand those messages, then, you know, everything that you talk about in terms of getting balance and not worrying about food allergies and cramps and, you know, some of the other issues that address in life, even stress, they can be addressed when we go up the mountain, so to speak, and look from a completely different angle. So I think I know Chinese medicine offers us that framework. And I appreciate, you know, the fact that you're always willing to continue to share this. I think our listeners, if this is something that you love, then I would encourage you to go on to Master Liu's website, tcmconference.org, and take a look at a weekend retreat that you might be able to attend and learn more about Chinese medicine. Or also on the main website, tcmworld.org, there's information there about your body, about learning how to understand your body from a relationship angle, how to make changes. There's lots of blog posts on tips. We have a virtual program you can participate in. In other words, today may be the first time you hear these theories and this kind of thinking. And in order to change, we all have to take those giant steps to open our mind and see things differently. So, Master Liu?
Yes. So I think, you know, here's, you know, today the real topic, we say how to deal with the side effect, right? Let me wrap that off. So because the side effect is one of the major issue now, because today you almost see everyone, you know, a lot of people, it's not just one or two medications. There are many different kind of medications. So once the medication you take it, that always has a side effect. But remember, they are not side, they are effect. They definitely gonna to affect your body just sooner or later. Something gonna to happen. But you still are able to avoid this effect. You still are able to heal yourself, but as long as you meet the requirement. So you have to open your mind and to learn. They are at the other knowledges and the wisdoms. You know, Chinese medicine is not a new age medicine. It's based on the natural law. This natural law has been published, and this medicine still in the today's modern science, in the today's Western medicine, how powerful is it? Chinese medicine still can stand there. Why? It's the natural law. Natural law means energy. Natural law means cooperation. Everything is connected. So we have the power to heal ourselves. So knowledge is there. Information is there. We just have to open up ourselves. We have to connect to this, to learn this, to strengthen ourselves, to believe we can heal ourselves. So I wish everyone, after listening to that way, can start it. So how to start it? Every day, give yourself 1 minute. The minute, that 1 minute a day, you will change your life.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. And all you energy beings, good luck with your 1 minute a day. And we hope to reconnect with you soon. Thank you. Good night, Master.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.